ألو.
ألو السلام عليكم.
ألو.
ألو السلام عليكم.
السلام ورحمة الله.
ممكن أتكلم مع السيد الشيخ؟
نعم.
بارك الله فيك فضيلة الشيخ. يعني بصراحة أنا من الناس اللي يعني معجبين بحضرتك، وبدي أسألك كم سؤال لو تستطيع أن تجيبني وتساعدني فضيلة الشيخ أكون لك شاكرا.
لا يا أنا لا أستطيع أن أتكلم في اللغات العربية.
Do you speak English?
Yes.
Okay, very good. فضيلة الشيخ, I want to ask you some questions in our religion, if it's possible that you help me.
Please listen to me, that our Imam.
Yes.
He is not available at this time, and he is really capable to answer to your questions.
And do he speak Arabic also?
I cannot speak in Arabic.
No, no.
I understand Quran and Hadith.
Ah, yes.
It is difficult to speak Arabic.
That's no problem, but my question is from the Quran for the left.
If the question is very simple, then I can answer.
Yes, it is very simple.
Is of complicated nature. Yes. Then you can talk to our Imam. His name is Imam Yahya Khan.
Yahya Khan.
Aga Imam Aga Yahya Khan.
And he
will be available after 8 o'clock.
After 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay, that's nice. But my question is very simple. Maybe I don't know. Are you Sheikh also, sir?
No, I'm not Sheikh. But if you can ask me, if I can answer you, then I will let you know.
The question is from the Quran, so you have knowledge, enough knowledge from the Quran. So it's very simple.
Yes, yes.
My question is: do you know that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He was married with Aisha.
Yes.
How old was Aisha when he married with her?
According to the research made by the historians,
yes,
Hazrat Aisha was about 13 years old.
13 years old.
13 years. 13 years old.
But brother, you know I am reading now in Sahih al-Bukhari.
Yes, yes, I know, but I tell you is that this is a research, latest research, that the Hazrat Aisha, he gave two versions of his old. So according to the latest research, she was about 13 years when she was married. At that time, it was very difficult to keep the record of her age.
But you know, yes, sir, I'm reading in Sahih al-Bukhari.
Yes, I understand you. I have also seen. But I tell you is that there are two rawayats from Hazrat Aisha. And from Hazrat Aisha's rawayat, it has been concluded that she was 13 years old.
But she said that she was 6 years old.
6 years?
Yes, in Sahih al-Bukhari.
No.
She say she was 6 years old, and
it was 9 years old.
And when she say, excuse me, sir, she say that when she married with Muhammad, she was 6 years old, and when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered with her, she was 9 years old.
Your voice is breaking every time, and it is very difficult to hear and to answer. From where you are calling?
I am calling you from Sweden.
Sweden, but your voice is breaking every time.
Yes, because I am calling maybe with calling cards. You know, the cards are expensive.
I said if you call our Imam at 8 o'clock, then he will be able to reply you in a better way. But what I say you, that I have made a research, I have studied a lot of books on history of Islam and Hadith, and according to that research, Aisha's age was 13 years old when she got married with Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu.
Okay, may I ask you also a second simple question from the Quran,
yes,
brother?
Yes.
You know,
yes,
in Surah Al-Talaq,
yes,
ayah number 4, There in the explanation of the Quran, of the ayah, says that the Muslim is able to marry with a child, a girl, that she didn't have the blood yet. What is your opinion about that?
A girl
that
can she... Can you recite the ayah?
Excuse me?
Can you recite the ayah?
The ayah?
Yes.
Yes, she say, وَاللَّائِي لَمْ يَحَضْنَ فَعِدَّتُهُنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ أَشْهُرَ.
ثَلَاثَةَ أَشْهُرَ.
Yes, ثَلَاثَةَ أَشْهُرَ. So she have, any man can marry a girl before the purity.
No, this is something else which you are telling us.
No, that's the Surah Al-Talaq number 4.
Yes, sir. Sir, please hold on, I'll have the Quran and I will let you know. Hold on.
Okay. Because somebody wants to marry with my child, so I have to be sure if that's really in the law of our religion or not.
Hold on, I will see this from Quran.
Okay, please.
And this is Surah Talaq?
Surah Talaq, ayah number 4.
Hold on. Yes, what is the?
Yes, can you read for me number 4?
It is Wallahi Yaisna Mil Mahizil Min Nisaayatun In His Tabtun Saidatuhunna Salasata Ashhurin Wallahi Lam Yahiz Saulat Ahmale Ajaluhunna Manjazana Hamlahunna Samanjatakillaha Yajallahu Bin Amrihi Jisa. Is it this?
Yes, it's that one. So وَلَّا يَعِسْنَ مِنَ الْمَحِيدِ. It's the women that they are old, they don't have the property yet, and...
No, it is when that if you divorce your woman...
Yes.
And it is such that they don't have this hair...
Yes.
Then you should return 3 months.
Yes, that's true. But for who? There it gives 3 examples. One is...
But I tell you, if a woman is, for example, 50 years old, and you divorce her,
yes.
And you don't, and she is, don't have hair, then that is 3 months.
That's the first.
She can marry after 3 months.
Yes,
not before that.
That's the first. When the woman, she is old. Now the second. The second, Wallaiya is Namin al Mahid. What it means? Sir, are you with me? Sir?
I think you should call at 8 o'clock and ask the explanation from the Imam.
But it's very simple, sir. If you read, which tafsir you have in your hand?
Please, it is difficult for me to reply you just now. Please call at 8 o'clock with our Imam, Agha Yahya Khan.
Agha Yahya Khan.
He can tell you the tafsir and the explanation.
And he know Arabic?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Ya Habibi bilfil inta biyaref hada Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam huwa mara kabira amruha 50 sana. Ahu dil mashayikh bitaatna Qur'anan arabiyan mabinan la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام.
ممكن أتكلم مع فضيلة الشيخ إذا سمحت؟
يا تلرين ترى بسكا.
Excuse me.
I speak just Swedish.
Just Swedish. Ah, yes. Are you Imam?
I am Imam, but I can't speak Arabic.
You cannot speak Arabic?
Eh?
Only
no.
Swedish.
Only Swedish.
And how you read the Quran, sir?
I can read, but not talk.
Ah, but how you explain the Quran? So, for example, an ayah, when you read ayah, how you explain it to the people?
I can them, but can. I can't speak لغة العربية.
يعني النحوية لا تتكلم اللغة النحوية.
Okay.
Thank you.
دكتور انت.
Excuse me.
Vad är för ringa du?
No, I don't speak Swedish. I don't speak Swedish.
You can ring tonight 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. I will call you at 8 o'clock. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Ya salam, ya salam, ya salam, ya salam, ya salam, ya salam. Imam Jama. ولا يتكلم اللغة العربية. أستاذ بير بلاد النجدة يا أستاذ بير بلاد النجدة. إمام جامع ولا يتكلم اللغة العربية، يتكلم فقط السويدية، وهو سوف يشرح القرآن للعالم ويجلبهم إلى الإسلام أفواجا.